I'm Diane Orson with WNPR News. A landmark state education funding trial that was delayed in January is scheduled to take place later this year. The case was brought by the Connecticut Coalition for Justice in Education Funding, or CJEF, but was postponed after allegations surfaced that the woman leading the group had instructed possible witnesses to destroy emails containing potential evidence. She failed to delete her own, which is how the attorneys representing the coalition discovered them. But now parties on both sides say they're ready for the trial to start in October. Lee Erdman is CJEF's current executive director.
Both CJEF and the state will have expert witnesses on the issue of whether or not the current education finance system for K-12 education in the state of Connecticut is constitutional or not. CJEF is taking the position that what the state has done is insufficient.
CJEF is made up of municipalities and education advocates who say that the state's significant achievement gap is one reason Connecticut needs to do more. Kimberly Massicott is an associate attorney general at the Connecticut AG's office.
The state wholeheartedly shares the goal of educational opportunity for everyone. However, the state is already funding a substantial component of urban centers' educational systems. And Governor Malloy has been very active in developing other programs to assist inner city educational systems.
Back in 2005, Governor Malloy was a founding member of CJEF when he was then mayor of Stamford. Meanwhile, Massicott says information raised in the emails calls into question the coalition's standing to pursue the case, but the court has denied the state's motion to dismiss. Diane Orson, WNPR News.